You're really not that bad.
It's almost like the placebo effect.
Yeah, thank me.
She's kind of put your headphones on.
Once she sits down, she's fine.
And fix your microphone, girl. You're good.
Girl, quit calling me that. My name's
Nicole. What am I supposed to call you?
Nicole.
Why aren't you responding to it?
Because you don't say it. Wait, this is your
because she's had 27 Jello shots.
I know, right?
You're on the wire.
Julia?
Damn it.
It's like twisted. It won't reach.
Okay, and I need my drink, Lou.
I hear
need a
you.
Shot over here. I know you can hear me.
I hear you. I'm sorry.
My drink is over on the table, and I
it's
need a couple...
It's going to be overmodulated.
Oh, my drink's right here. Sorry.
Is this mine?
Mm-hmm. Oh, I need to start up the... need to start up the...
We cross the streams.
This is like...
Look, our mics are touching. But you don't like it.
Let's see, what episode should we use?
Yeah, because your mic's an innie.
Oh, no.
I like the outies.
We're going to use the sexy computer intro for this one.
I hope I can stay awake.
We'll slap you one good time and you'll be
fine. I like that, though. So I'm like, oh, yeah.
That's what I heard.
Okay, you guys ready?
No. We're ready.
Oh, Lou's not ready. So let's
Lou's not ready.
I need a couple shots.
You need to charge this.
I haven't used that in months.
Really? No. Do you need the sticky shots around all this?
I know, right? It's hot.
I don't know how you turn this on.
Okay, so who remembers this song? You ready?
Mm-hmm. No. I only want to be with you is a song.
Yeah, the only thing I remember is him doing Burger King commercials in the last
that
couple of years.
And how about I thought he was white?
What?
I thought he was totally white.
And guess what? His name's not Hootie.
It's Darius. Darius.
You can't walk, but you can remember that.
Yeah. I remember lots of... Oh, dude, okay, the room is swimming.
You guys ready? So here we go.
We are ready.
Wait,
here we go. This is,
the microphone
go.
Over here.
Welcome to the Foul Monkeys radio program.
Where's the cranny?
Your hosts,
Ricky and
Nicole. And Julian today.
Welcome to Foul Monkeys. This is episode 203. We are in our first drunky cast. And it's like so ridiculous right now. It's not even funny. This is Ricky.
This is Nicole.
And hi, I'm Julian.
And Julian's our new friend. Well, not really new, but...
New to me.
So, we're going to get...
I like how Lou does not give me the choice of a Jello shot.
I know.
Lou's my dad. No, I don't want it. I don't want any, I swear.
He wants you to make it through.
Take
the
just do one more shot.
No.
You've got to make it... You got to make it slurpy on the show.
No.
I mean,
I'm good, but thank you.
So, we're actually being recorded over the camera. Say hello to everybody.
Hi, camera.
Hi, camera.
Lou, say hello on the camera so people know who you are.
Everybody?
There's Lou.
He's actually the one that did our video.
Yes,
Wilson
Phillips. That's the one.
Hold on for one more day.
You can sustain.
Sustain.
That's your famous part.
Ooh.
Or
I love what you did with Nicole when she went like that.
I did my sexy move
on
the rocks.
That was so hot.
Lou's gonna take a shot. I can see
Lou, you ready to take your shot? Be careful, my computer.
You're what?
Oh, I'm way beyond the
computer. My la computadora. Because I'm Spanish now, y'all.
Lou tossed his hair, but he doesn't have long hair.
Oh, his hair's cute.
No, I said he doesn't have long hair, but he tossed it like he did.
Well, he's got a lot longer hair.
Oh, his eyebrows.
Just he did a share. He did a share.
I don't
babes.
Hear anything. I'm
what,
not having
don't hear
a shot
anything?
Right now. No, I hear you, but
where's your drink? Oh, you got your drink.
I got
there,
my
okay?
drink, but I'm not
Slap
doing
on
it.
All right, so you guys ready? This is
okay. Here, we'll share it.
All right.
Slurps are very long.
All right, you guys ready?
I am ready.
One, two, three, go.
Ew.
Oh, whoop.
Ooh.
Who gagged?
I kind of gagged. Sorry.
I heard it.
Ricky totally gagged.
Lou hasn't finished his yet. Go ahead.
No,
Lou, you're a pussy.
No,
finish that shit.
I love the flavor. I just take it.
You're
suck
me.
It. Suck
take
it.
My time with it.
No. Who takes their time?
He savors.
It? Hey, let's bring it. Nicole, let's bring it down a notch. Do I need to bring out bring your microphone down a notch?
I'm sorry. I don't.
Okay, I just want to make sure you're not gonna talk loud. You sure you don't want some? So we totally don't. She totally wants one.
I'm sure. Maybe one more. And then I'll go to sleep forever.
You're going to go sleep, sleep, night, night.
Not great, no. Yeah,
she's totally
needs the cherry.
She's totally not driving home tonight.
She's going to have to come sleep in the bed a little bit.
As a matter of fact, I don't think she can walk to the car.
Dude, I totally motorboated her.
Not really.
I wanted to, though.
You attempted to.
I attempted,
I covered up with my hands, and I squealed, yes, as Lou said.
Did you get her a cherry one?
Getting it.
Okay.
Yes.
So
somebody in the room should have a cherry.
Oh, she doesn't have her cherry anymore.
Grape isn't very much of a popular favorite.
I like the grape.
I like it. I prefer the
grape. Give me a grape
actually.
One.
The grape ones are the strongest.
Whoops. I dropped my shot on the table.
Oh, pick it up and lick
but
it.
But it's still here.
No, it's still in the cup.
This is the nasty part of them all.
Yeah. What people you guys don't understand are these Jello shots are probably about 4 ounces.
Two
ounces, and they're really strong. I'm like super fucking strong. I'm telling you. How's that, Nicole? You doing good over there?
I'm almost done with it.
You didn't even gag.
Not that time.
I'm all about the party and nut cups.
You're what? I hear nothing but nut cups.
That's all you needed to hear.
Because it's all about the nut.
Suck it.
Oh, look at Nicole. She's taking it like a bitch.
My girl.
And you would know about that.
I heard neck and then like motions.
My neck, my back, lick my pussy and my crack.
That's gross.
She's from Tampa.
Yes, yes it
I
is.
I love her. I think I got that song. Let's see.
I'm need of napkin.
You're in need of napkin.
The cup broke. Thank you.
This is the clean version, dance remix.
Oh, yeah. It seems a little faster than I remember.
Thanks, Lou. He's cleaning my mess.
Oh, Ricky. He's like a mommy.
Ricky, we might need to have a sleepover.
Except
tonight.
He's
of course.
Except he's a daddy.
Oh, he's a daddy. Lou's my daddy.
My dad is at a house that's not mine.
I don't want your dad to be my daddy because that's
Do you
just
have
weird.
Hand sanitizer?
The no. only germs around I'm there sorry. Are your own.
That's but it's sticky. I don't like it.
Well,
can suck it.
It's got paper stuck on it.
Did you almost say titties?
Maybe.
Or tissue?
I don't know. Tissue.
Oh, okay.
Well, it sounds a
I'm
lot
I'm going
like
to get sick, Ricky. Titty.
No, you're okay for now. Just breathe, girl.
I need water. Get this drink for me.
That is a whole
Do you
drink.
Want it?
That is a whole
No,
Julian, drink
it.
That
Ricky,
shit.
Ricky, do you want it? Oh, I'm going to drop it. Someone needs to take it.
I have a whole drink right here. I cannot drink anymore.
Drink it, and then don't drive your nice car, because you don't want to crash it.
You know how little intoxicated I am right now? I'm like, if I blew
He's like one of those people that drink like a fifth of vodka like every hour.
I drink a fifth of vodka. Dare me to drive.
I have a high tolerance. A very
I'm Eminem.
High tolerance.
I'm Eminem.
That's his song lyric.
I'm not bragging, but I totally got shit-faced and pulled over on the way back from Tampa one night.
Oh, my God.
That's not good.
And blew a .05.
Ooh, under the limit. You're safe.
That's legal, right?
That is legal. He said,
be careful.
Be careful. Go on your way. I'm like,
if it was .05, you meant to cop.
Oh.
What?
Well, he was kind of cute.
I got
And
pee.
I was totally willing to offer services for not going to jail, but
shut up. He offered that to you?
No, I would have offered it to him.
Dude, one time I totally got pulled over in St. Augustine, and when the cop came to my car, you could actually see his bulge just like bam right there.
Wow.
I was like, "Oh my God, I would totally suck your fucking dick right now."
Well, I have another drunken driving story.
Oh,
not that I'm bragging because it's horrible. You should not
drink. You're just bragging because you're on Foul Monkeys.
You should not drink and drive. You should never drink and operate a motor vehicle. Having said that, I was at a gay bar.
What gay bar is that?
it is called The Pulse.
Oh, God, because there's hardly any pulses there.
Exactly. However, this night, there was one.
Just to let you know, The Pulse is about the size of this recording studio. Basically.
Pretty much.
I got, like...
Anyway, I happened to meet a nice fellow there that night.
And yeah.
We decided to go back to my house, and I was kind of horny and in a hurry, so I was speeding a little bit, got pulled over by our local county sheriff's department, and he said, "Why were you going so fast?" I said, "Well, to be honest with you..."
I'm fucking horny and I need to come.
I said, "I had a girl..."
Girl!
Following me home.
Oh my God.
And
he
well, listen, he kind of smiled and said, "Okay, well, I can see that you're not falling down drunk, so just be careful." It totally worked.
What do you think would have happened if you would have said, "I totally have this hot guy who wants to stick his dick in my ass"?
I would have been in the Bartow jail.
Yeah, I guess so, because they're assholes around here.
Pretty much, and they're rednecks.
Very rednecky.
And we're sodomites.
We're sodomites, according to Nicole's aunt, Kim. Which we should... what? Is the cat around you?
No. There's like 50 cords keeping my foot from...
There's like tons of cords. You have to ignore that part.
I just wanted to put...
That's because we're poor. Oh.
Dude, I can't even hardly walk.
Did she throw up?
You didn't throw up, did you? All right, put your headphones on and get in the chair. Don't fall.
Don't fall.
Come on, girl. You can do it. You can do it. Get in the chair.
We're having sleepover.
Yes, we're totally having a sleepover. I'll do your hair.
What?
sleepover.
Yeah, don't move so from that
drunk.
Chair.
I'm so drunk. I've never been this drunk, I don't think.
So tell me how you feel about Big Fatty.
I love him.
Yeah, how hard do you love him?
I like how he says his opening.
Yeah, and how much do you love Archer? Do you want to see what Archer looks like?
Yeah, what's he look like? I can't see. It's their printer's in the way.
I really can't turn it anymore. Can you see it? Isn't he cute?
He looks different than I thought he would.
He is so cute. He's a teacher. I thought
he would have brown hair.
If he was my teacher and I was in third grade, I would let him fuck me.
Dude, I think I need to lay down.
Yeah.
No, not yet.
No, I'm not even kidding. I feel sick.
No, not like... Give her the trash can, Luke. Go get the trash can.
No, you don't want that in your area.
No, go get the trash can in the bathroom. Oh, yeah. Or in my bedroom.
I'm not
going to
be
can.
Sick. Don't laugh at me.
If you throw up.
I'm not laughing. I'm just saying it may be history. Honestly, how many people have thrown up in the middle of a podcast?
That is true.
What?
You would be the first one.
You may make podcast history.
What'd you say?
Nicole totally left the water running.
You left my water running?
I know. Turned it off.
There's the trash can right there. So if you feel like you need to puke, make sure you pick up the can and put it right in front of your microphone.
And there's Q-tips in it. I started to say two kips, but it's Q-tips.
Oh, not a snort.
How much longer?
What else were we supposed to talk about tonight? Because we're going to talk about something.
I don't know.
I
want
see.
Socks.
Socks.
My feet are cold. Do you have socks?
They'll warm up in a few minutes.
But
we already discussed balcony bingo.
Yeah, but we were supposed to talk about something else.
Well, you were going to reveal who...
Yeah, your celebrity dude.
Yeah, the celebrity that you would most like to bang.
Yeah.
Or bang you.
Or could give you diseases.
No. Russell Crowe. I would totally let him hit me on the side of heaven with a phone.
You know what?
Okay. What?
In some roles and pictures, he's totally hot. In others,
Gladiator.
He looks like a wino on the side of the street.
Gladiator.
Wino.
Gladiator, he was fucking hot.
Yeah, I'll give you that.
If he was in his Gladiator outfit, I would let him.
You like him? Let him?
I would...
You would let him.
I can't talk. I'm having stroke drunk voice.
Ricky.
Yeah.
I seriously don't know if I'll last.
No, you are doing great.
You will.
You're doing great.
I'll slap you one good time and you'll be fine.
I feel dizzy.
No, you're fine. Just.
I already have vertigo and then we're going to add alcohol to.
That's vertigo.
It was a vertigo that got her in the end. Oh, Lou's filming me. I see it. You got what?
Kind of what I'm doing tonight.
Oh, yeah. I forgot.
So we have a phone call tonight, but I don't want it to offend you, Julian.
nothing will offend me unless she calls me a sodomite.
Well, that's my aunt, not me. I don't care.
It's from Amy, but it was what we were talking about in the car earlier.
Who's Amy?
That's fine.
Is that okay?
That's fine. Go for it.
Okay, so here we go. This is Amy from like one of those northern states. I don't know which one.
Which
like
one?
Indiana or something.
Where my aunt's from.
So here we go.
Hello, monkeys. It's Amy. I just wanted to let you know who I would get AIDS from, and that would be Catherine Monig, who is also Shane from The L Word. She is so hot, and I would so love to get AIDS from her.
Which one is she?
Genital warts.
I don't know.
And genital warts. So, how does that necessarily happen? Like when girls scissor, can they do that?
Get genital warts? Yeah.
No, not genital warts. The other.
Can they do that?
I suppose if there's
you exchange bodily fluids.
If there's any kind of fluid exchange, which you know, I don't necessarily know the logistics of lesbian
girls
sex.
Can squirt.
I figure it's kind of like bumper cars, but I really don't.
Girls can squirt and they get wet.
Tell us about it, Nicole.
Girls can squirt and they get wet. So if they're wet, if her wet rubs against the other girl's wet, they exchange
fluids. I don't think
fluids.
That happens, though. Like, okay. It has
let,
to like, go
me,
inside.
Let me slide this garbage can over towards me because I'm going to be sick.
Take it.
Oh, my God. I totally think Julian should be like a third person on our show.
It can really happen, though.
You're like so funny. I swear, you were so funny. The other night when we were out at Olive Garden, and you were like, oh, no. What did you say about that lady's shirt? She weighed like 400 pounds, and what did you say about the shirt?
I don't remember, but it was not awful.
You're like, he goes something like, that shirt's screaming, y'all. It's like...
It's straight at the edges. I'm going to pass out.
No, I believe I said that shirt hurts like a hangover.
Yeah.
Wow.
Which no, did. You had to be there because she totally looked like Shamu.
No, I did not mention a thing about the woman's weight because, you know,
shirt told her weight.
But the fucking clothing is something she could totally do something about in like 10 seconds.
Maybe she thinks she looks hot.
No.
Some girls.
She thought wrong.
Houses getting
some girls are delusional.
Look into the camera so everybody can see
houses
how like, crazy you look.
Getting tinted for termites would not look good in what she was wearing.
Aw, poor lady. Does she have a circus going on under her shirt?
It looked like two pigs fighting in a blanket.
Yes.
Is the show over yet?
No.
I'm gonna die.
Oh, we have another phone call. Here we go.
I'm dizzy.
Hey, Ricky, Nicole, and Samantha. This is Joe and from Dallas, sorry, and just calling because I got to listen to the 200th episode, and one, hello, not spunky. I am not the spunky one. Just really excited that you all got to your 200th episode. And
hold on, I need to pause this. Lou, can you bring me another shot? Thank you.
Dear
here
God.
We go.
Love the show. And
hit on the ball.
Why you need to do another 200 episodes. You make us laugh. It's fun. And you all are some of the greatest people out there. And we love you. So that's why we want another 200, 300,
my
400 episodes. Because, you know, life would be a little less enjoyable without Foul Monkeys. So keep it up.
That's
we'll
so sweet.
We'll keep listening.
Isn't it amazing, like, how we can, like, touch the heart of, like, Nicole?
Really?
Bring it up. Bring your head up, girl.
Really?
Come on now.
No.
Bring it up. Bring it up to the microphone. We need you to talk.
I've never been this drunk before.
Lou, get an ice cube and put it down her cleavage.
Oh! Yeah. That's cold. I hadn't done before.
Put it in her pussy.
I bet it will wake your ass up.
Lou don't want to go down there.
I bet he'll stick it down your boobs, though.
I totally motivated you. I tried.
The ice cube.
So I want to say
there it is.
Thank you, Joe, for like that is so sweet. What I think is amazing is like for 400 people, like Nicole, we totally touched like the heart of 400 people in this whole world of like... Like, how many people live in the world?
6 billion.
6 billion people?
Yeah, 6 billion.
I mean, 400 people, I feel kind of special. Like, I feel really cool that I know.
Ricky.
Yes.
We don't need to be recording right now.
No, we totally do. Aren't you supposed to do poems?
I don't have any poems.
We're going to make them
up. You make one up on the fly.
I'm not doing any drunk ones.
You could,
no, this is what we're going to do. I know what we're going to do. We're going to look up the reviews, and I'm going to read them to you, and then you're going to make a drunky poem.
No.
Yes.
I don't
can do it.
I don't get drunk enough to do those.
You can do it. Here we go.
Can I go bed after?
After we're done recording, yes.
You can absolutely.
Only one show, because I'm seriously going to not last for the whole thing.
Okay. Well, yeah.
What are you saying?
If you pass out, we will draw magic marker penises on your forehead.
We're going to draw, like...
Wait, my mic's out.
Don't touch your mic.
I didn't. There it is.
Oh. Don't touch your mic.
I'm not touching it. Okay, oh, it's back.
There's a noise.
It sounds like wind.
There is a noise.
Okay, so Gus.
Gus did we Van Zandt.
Apollonius? No. Let's see. God, we have like a bunch of them, Nicole. What does it sound weird now?
No. Well, I am sucking this yellow shot, so if you hear
yellow,
did you say yellow?
You did. You
that
said
is
yellow
so
shot.
Spanish. That's Spanish, y'all. That's like ice shot.
Well, that's what I was trying to say.
We have like a lot of. Did we do Brother Casey last time? There's Nicole from Pal Monkeys.
That's me.
We did Trucker Alex, right?
Yeah.
We did Trucker Alex. That's to you. Okay, so here's Brother Casey. The show always leaves me laughing. I love to hear the opinions of Herb, which I sometimes agree with, sometimes not.
We did him already.
But bless him for having the balls to say it. I love how Ricky is so mellow and chill. So, Nicole, go ahead with your... Just do like a two-sentence poem. Like a haiku.
Wait, who wrote it?
Brother Casey.
Herb is gone. He went far away. I'm here now.
With three fucking gays.
Yes.
Awesome.
The poem you get, it's awesome and cool. I'm going to pass out.
She's starting to drool.
Yeah.
That's okay, it. So next one. Guru Nudie. For my money, it's the best dang podcast hailing out of Polk County, Florida.
Lou's filming me, and I'm falling asleep at microphone.
Friends in Lake... All right, ready? You ready?
Yeah.
Friends in Lakeland, Florida tackle the burning issues of the day with laughter, lots of laughter. Ricky is the lovable teddy bear. Oh, thank you, Guru Nudie. I love that.
Wait, this sounds familiar.
No, we didn't do this one.
I think we did.
No, Ricky is the lovable teddy bear of the ringmaster to the inside.
Yeah, because they called Samantha like sassy or something.
Really? You can remember. No, you can't hold your eyes open, but you can remember.
And the sultry
this.
Samantha, yeah. So we did that one?
Yes, because okay. I remember that sultry
so,
Samantha.
So, all right, Joey, freaking hilarious. I'm relatively
new.
Let me pause for a second.
Oh. I'm going to pass out. When's the show over?
I am relatively...
A proper cup of coffee. Coffee and a cup of...
He didn't write it right. I'm a relatively new listener and nearly soiled myself. It's not from the runs. Oh, we did that one.
Diarrhea.
Bust a nut, y'all. This is from Oh My Goth.
I don't... Yeah.
Boy, howdy. This is some funny shit. I almost busted a nut laughing, and I'm a chick. After hearing a diarrhea episode, I kept telling people I was going to sell my house in California and move to Lakeland to hang with Ricky, Nicole, and friends. I'll tell you what, your laughter is infectious. Keep it coming. So that's from Oh My Goth, and it's called Bust a Nut, Y'all. So go ahead. You start it, and I'll help you.
Bust a nut. That's what you do. Bust a nut. Wait, nut.
Bust a nut. We'll put it through.
You're done. I don't know. I can't do these when I've had drink.
Your puss hangs down to your knees.
No,
oh
don't
my God.
Insult bust a nut. Your lips are loose. Your lips are loose.
Okay, so you guys have never heard this by Margaret Cho, right? Your puss?
No, I have not.
Okay, let's listen to this right now because it's funny as shit. You ready, Nicole?
No.
She's ready to pass out.
I want a bed. Can
Girl,
I just be done?
You need some Red Bull.
I need sleep.
It gives you wings, honey.
I don't like Red Bull. I'd rather be dead.
You can't taste anything right now. Mm-hmm. If you can't taste
it. Okay, you ready? Listen. You have to see the video.
Dun.
This song goes out to our neighbor who we hate because they had our RV towed.
Tell him, Maureen.
All right, Nicole, come up here and look at the video while we're watching.
No, I can't get up.
Can you see it?
My puss looks so fantastic.
Your puss smells like burnt plastic.
My puss like it nice and rough. Your puss got some bad dandruff. My puss is so fine that I flaunt it. Your puss is so old that it's haunted. My puss make everybody horny. Your puss look like Barney.
Barney.
115 Tonys.
Your puss hang down to your knees.
My puss be pretty if it showed. Your puss got its own zip code. My puss won the FIFA World Cup. Your puss made me sneeze and throw up. My puss is soft like velvet. Your puss dead like Elvis.
Oh, this.
My cookie. Everybody wanna get their hands on my cookie. Don't wanna rookie, no. Don't getting all nervous. I just wanna pro. Give me lip service. My peach, my clam, my cookie. Everybody
peach,
wanna
my
get
clam.
Their hands on my cookie. Don't wanna rookie, no. Don't getting all nervous. I just wanna pro. Give me lip service.
I wonder if that bathtub smells like I seafood know. Cocktail. Yes.
Like a clam bake.
Like yes. Long John Silver's.
My puss, give a shout out. Yo puss, a rolling black out. My puss goes straight for the jugular. Yo puss gets
she looks like the lady that works at Shanghai Express.
Yo puss, a double coupon.
A double
my
coupon.
My puss is keeping it real. Your puss invented the wheel. My puss angelic got a halo. Your puss so hairy got an afro.
Oh,
puss
no.
Decked out in jewels.
All right, we'll give your Nicole the red one.
No.
My puss,
yeah, I
lesbian
can't
fantasia.
Do it right now.
Your puss need euthanasia.
My your puss need euthanasia.
No more for me. Like I can't even hold my eyes open.
She needs an ice cube down the...
I need water. What?
I said you need an ice cube down the hoo-hoo.
In the hoo-hoo.
You've heard my dick, right?
Yes.
Nicole probably has
that. I can't say the V word.
Vagina?
Vagina?
Yeah, that one.
Cooch.
Poussoir.
All right, so that's the end of that one. So we'll do my
dick.
What time
is it? Well, how long have we been recording?
We're okay, girl. Keep. You're okay.
I'm going to get
listen.
Sick.
You're not going to be sick. Garbage can. Yeah. Remember, garbage
I don't want to throw a pizza.
We're ready to start dancing.
Well, you've digested most of that by now. It's going to be Jello shots.
Lou's getting me water because he's awesome.
Okay, well, just remember, you have a garbage can if you need it.
Shh.
Maybe.
Oh, this.
That water in a wine glass. That's hot.
Classy, classy.
Well, it's okay. I have a knife set from Outback, so Ricky might as well have a wine glasses from Olive Garden.
Have a cup from Beef O'Brady's.
I used to have a klepto roommate, so.
Oh, we love a klepto roommate.
Yeah.
Ew.
Don't fall asleep.
I need to go to sleep, Ricky.
You no, we're just chilling out.
Don't need to fall.
No, we just need a little bit longer. Okay?
I need to for real. I can't focus.
We need to do the drawing for the.
We did already.
For the book. No, because Ramble Red had. All right, hold on. People can't hear us over this. Okay, so we actually need to do a redrawing for the book because like Ramble Redhead
already
has it.
Did you take his name out?
Like he already has it, and that's like cool and stuff.
But it's not fair to everybody else.
Right. So we need to do another one. And
hurry up, because I'm gonna do this and then go bed. I don't care what you say. I'll lay down for a little bit if you don't care.
I'm gonna lay you down.
Shut up.
Oh, what's that song? Lay you
down. You know,
this microphone smells like dirt.
You could put a posting on Craigslist. Straight men, if you need
an easy lay.
An easy lay. $20 and
hey, I'm way high class, not $20.
When you're shit faced drunk and passed out.
Has to be at least $5,000.
Okay, so here we go.
Yeah, we're gonna have to take you out of Polk County then.
Oh yeah, we're about to tape.
Bye, people. Bye, you guys.
Bye.
Oh, okay.
Bye. I don't know who sees me, but
all right, so here we go. We're going to do the drawing.
Do you want Julian to do it?
Julian, draw.
Oh, you dropped some out.
That's not fair. That's not fair. You should put them all in.
Can you pick that one up?
I can.
I'm fat and I can't reach it.
Because yes. I'm fat. You know it.
I'm fat.
Do you have socks?
Okay.
Yes,
I need
socks.
Some. Okay. I can't lay in the bed without socks.
Okay, I have one.
Let me see what it says. Can you read it?
It says Joe.
Joe! Woo! From, like, Texas and stuff, y'all.
Well, yay, Joe. Did he send present?
Joe, you won it. So make sure you email us and give us your address so that we can send you the book and the special prizes.
Didn't he send a present to us?
Yes, he sent us a present.
That's at my house?
Yeah.
I thought so. What's his name?
Joe.
What's his last name?
Blow.
I don't know his last name. Who cares?
Joe Mama.
He won, though.
Okay. What time? I have to go. I'm for real.